All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to read just a short paragraph from Benjamin's assignment, which I also sent out. But it really talks about especially our best plans apart from God. And then what God does. When we begin a new job and go through the painstaking process of crafting plans, then having an engineer and architect make the building plans, getting them approved through the local government, making sure they follow the proper guidelines, but also fall in line with what the customers requested. When this process is all over, we begin construct the construction phase, we find errors that everyone down the line missed. Everyone. And then we need to fix those. We fix those because we crafted flawed plans. Plans that aren't perfect. And then for some reason, he says, Benjamin writes, we for some reason see God's plans for us the same way. So what he's saying here is that we think somehow God's plan for my life has flaws in it. So then we look for the flaws in God's plan, and then we want to, this is me personally talking, is my opinion is, then we want to argue with God about the plans he has for us because we've decided that God's plan is a flawed plan. Rather just accepting it and going for it. And then he writes, we see God's plan the same way. The difference between our plans and God's plans is everything. God has drafted a perfect plan with perfect results. All we have to do is follow them and use the tools he gave us, which obviously begins with scripture, begins with prayer, begins with trusting him, it begins with believing him. And, you know, which really leads us right to today. Free fall, because that's what our plans, when our plans could be so flawed, and they will be so flawed that eventually we will end up on free fall. And if you're on this phone, you either are in the middle of it, or you've experienced it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to all right. So anyway, we land in free fall. And that's where we are today, chapter three, free fall. And there, you know, then we can argue with God in free fall. And that's a dangerous thing to do, because what we do in free fall is we say, well, I wanted a purple life preserver and you sent me a white one. Or some, we argue about whoever God sends our way to help us and get us out of trouble. And then we argue again. And so this is the place where it's time to stop arguing. It's time to listen. It's time to learn. And it's time to just accept his plans and his purpose. He has great plans and great purposes. But doesn't mean it's easy. And it's not easy to do better than your best unless you're in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be gathered together. So many disparate people on the phone today from so many different places, so many different backgrounds. So many different, we're in a different place along the journey. And yet, Lord, you've brought us together here this morning to listen, to learn, to grow, and to be the men and women, the business owners that you want us to be. So maybe be those who are maybe be really quick to listen and learn and to apply what we're learning here today as we seek to honor you in what we do. We commit this time to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Origin of failure. Free fall. You know, the little shenanigans where you think you're getting away with something. And boy, I found the secret to making money. And it was no secret. Everybody else was trying to do it too. Pulling the same shenanigans. And, you know, I joke these days that debt doesn't matter until the day it does. And one day you wake up and there's an IRS agent at your door. The Board of Equalization says, where's my sales tax? The EDD says, you're past due. It's pay it now. You wake up, you go to get $20 out of the ATM to buy some gas, and somebody swept your account and took the money. Then you'll find you wakes you up in a hurry, doesn't it, when that happens? And you're sitting there and you got nothing left. And that when you jumped off that building, it sure felt good. And then somewhere down the line, you're like, well, crap, I don't have a parachute. And then somewhere down the line, you're like getting close to the ground. That ground's coming quick. And then you start crying out for help out of desperation. But, you know, as we learned last week, God has a plan for each one of us. He has a plan. He has a purpose. So second chances aren't for sissies. Let's say it like that. Because second chances are going to, it's going to cost you everything, your second chance. But it also is, it grants you everything as well. Because instead of being about money, property, and prestige, you now really are about people, places, and things. And it's a whole new vision for life, and it's a whole new purpose in our lives to walk with Him, to put all our faith, all our trust is really in Jesus Christ, and we're really on board, and we're really about getting things done correctly. We're really happy when we have $1 in the bank and all our bills are paid, and Mama's happy we paid, we brought money home and everything, and we get to go back to work again tomorrow to live another day with Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this morning. We thank You for the opportunity to continue today. I know there's some on this phone that feel like they're about to hit the sidewalk, and they don't realize that You've got Your hand right out there, and You've grabbed hold, and You're not going to let them hit the ground. But it's not an easy path that's set before us. It says there, the way is broad and it looks great that leads to destruction. But the narrow is the gate. There's a little gate there on the side that says, come this way, walk in it. And it's narrow. The path may be a little crooked. There's a few boulders and rocks we got to climb over here and there, and, you know, and to stay on it. But You got us on that path. And it's the worth it way to walk in this life. We thank You for this morning. We commit these things to You. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.